I just like to thank the Lord for his grace on me and on my soul for saving me at 17 years old. He's always been so good to me. Now, if you have your Bibles, take your Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter number 12, verse 17. The Bible says, "At least I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the measures through the abundance of the revelations there was given to me, and a thorn in the flesh, and a measure of the same of the buffet mean, let I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I beseech the Lord thrice, that I might depart from me. That he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I rather glory in my infirmities, then the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaching the necessities, persecutions and distress for God's sake. For when I am weak, I am strong. I am, because a full in the glory, ye have completed me, for I ought to have been commanded of you for nothing, and I am behind the very chiefest apostle because I be nothing." Amen. Lucas, will you pray for us?
Yes. Lord, I thank you for another day of life, the opportunity to be in your house tonight, Lord. I pray that you touch this preacher as he's preaching your word, Lord. I pray that you fill him with the power of God, give him the words, Lord, give him clarity of thought, clarity of mind, Lord. We trust you, we love you, we give you the glory, the honor for everything. I demand the cross, it's in your son's holy name, I pray. Amen.
You may be seated. Well, when I first read to you, if you notice, I was talking about a thorn in the side. Each one of us has a thorn in our side. You go through any every single battle you've gone through, you've had a thorn in your side. Doesn't matter what it is, if it's a sin you can't get out of, you're struggling with. Doesn't matter if it's like some disease, cancer, and you can't get over it. You're sitting there struggling and struggling and struggling. That's what Paul was doing here. He's sitting there struggling so much that he couldn't fight on his own. He went through the world and tried the worldly things to get over it, and nothing was helping. Then you come down to verse 8. He was seeking the Lord, not the world. He gave up on that world and got down on his hands and knees and started praying. He started seeking after the Lord. And through that, he found grace. And that's why I want to sit here on for a minute, is grace. You can try this world, and when you finally get humble enough to come down to an altar and have the humility to get on your hands and knees and call upon the name of the Lord, his grace is strong enough. His power is strong enough. His strength is strong enough to heal you, to make you whole. Strong enough to save my soul. He can save yours. He is strong. Come down to verse 9. This is where you see even more. His grace is sufficient. He tells him himself. I think I'm going to say and testify for a minute. My life has been a wreck since I was little. I mean, it wasn't terrible. I had great parents. It was a hard for me to even be born. My mom tried for 4 years to have me. Through his grace, I was born. Today, through his grace, I have shoes on my feet, pants, a King James Bible. I sit here behind a pulpit because of his grace. So much I just want to thank him for. When I was 14, I put a gun to my head. I thought I was going to end it there. Through his grace, he saved me from that. Amen. That my family didn't have to come in and see me laying there dead, burning in hell.
Amen.
He saved me from that day that I may come and know him one day.
Amen.
Now, he came and found me at 17.
Yes. Amen.
and saved my soul. All I can really do is just testify on how good His grace has been on me through my whole life. Even when I lost my dad, I sit there and my world got flipped again. I didn't know what to do, but I humbled myself on the altar and I found the Lord. God was always there, even when I didn't think He was. He was there. He protected me my whole life, and I just want to thank Him. Then after that, through all His grace that was shown, comes worship. You can't sit here and He give you and give you and give you, and you sit there like a dead doornail, not going to raise a hand, not an amen, not a nothing. You're just going to sit here and act dead in a church pew when He's done all these things for you. I still can't understand that to this day, when you just want to sit there and just act dead, sleepy. Oh, I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm tired. Wake up. The Lord is here. He wants you to worship Him. He calls for you to worship Him. The problem is we have so much pride now, we can't even raise a hand. We can't come down to an altar and pray and just get closer to the Lord. I don't can't understand it. His grace has always been so good to me, to y'all. It's so good I now have a brother-in-law who's a mentor, a friend, and soon I'm going to have a little nephew. I just want to thank the Lord. I can't really preach to you much tonight. I just wanted to tell y'all how good the Lord's been to me. And His grace is so good. That's really all I have. I just want to tell you how good His grace has been.